Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy Friday, everybody.
We are here together, present, and excited to bring you guys our LLDs of July today.
And we actually have, each of us, an L, an L, and a D.
It has been, it's been a long time. So very excited for us to present to you. If you guys have not listened to an LLD episode before, where have you been? They are our love likes and dislikes for the previous month. We talk about them the first Friday of the new month. So it's the first Friday of August. We will be bringing you our LLDs of July. We usually start by saying how many books we read in July. So I read 4.
I read 3.5.
Okay, but the half doesn't really count.
Okay, but... Okay.
Fine.
3.
3, and I read 4. So not too bad. There have been better Julys.
Yeah.
But we both have an L and L and a D, and it'll
That's
be
all that matters.
All that matters. All right. Who wants to start off? Well, wait. Before we get into this... Maybe I should acknowledge the change.
Let's acknowledge.
For those of you who are like, what? The intro sounded a little differently today.
Yes.
It did sound a little differently today. If you have been a longtime listener of Lit Sis, you will have noticed that our intro for the longest time, I announced myself as Maddie, upcoming debut author, because I've always been working on a book that I've been wanting to publish for forever. And now it is happening. So I've changed the intro. And you listen to our Bookstagram ad, you have heard about my author Instagram that you can find, which is @EmmyGlenz_author. There is an E, there's a dot after the M and the E, but I think you can just look it up as is. And my book is called Take My Sunshine. It is coming out in the winter of 2024.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo.
And I'm very excited to share with you guys. And I wanted to tell all of our listeners about it. So go follow me at @EmmyGlenz_author. And I don't know, you can enjoy all the little sneak previews that I'll put out there. I'm going to post on there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And most recently, my most recent post does have a little snippet of the book in there.
I saw that. How exciting. I obviously have read the book already, and it is so, so good. And we're so excited for you guys to get your hands on a copy as well. And you'll obviously be getting updates as this whole process goes on. But we're very excited that we have the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Like that. It's been a long time coming, so we're really excited for you.
Thank you. All right, now that we've talked about the elephant in the room, Haley, do you want to share your love first, or do you want me to?
I can share my love first.
Okay.
So my love is actually going to be my very first audiobook, Tom Felton's The Beyond the Wand, The
so
Mischief
good.
And the Magic and Mayhem of Growing Up a Wizard. It was very good. I really, really enjoyed just, like... I think it's different because he is someone that I, like, obviously have seen with the Harry Potter movies, but I don't know much about him as, like, a person. So that was really interesting to kind of understand and get to know where he's coming from and where he does his, like, with some of his, like, other stuff he's been in. Like, he was in The Borrowers. I've totally seen that movie as a kid.
Have you really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. So, like, there were little things he would say or whatever, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So that was really cool, and it was really easy to listen to him because he has a really nice voice, really good presence, just chuckles along with you and stuff like that. Like, he just, you can tell he's enjoying telling these stories. And that made it really enjoyable for me. So it felt more of like, I'm just listening to someone who is like letting me in on something that I really, really love. I really, really care about. And so that was fun to hear some of the behind the scenes stuff with Harry Potter, but also get a better glimpse of him as a human and his career as a whole so far. So I really loved that.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you listened to it. I thought it was so good. It was also so interesting to hear about his struggles later on in adulthood, as well as how he is moving out of that. And I also obviously loved the chapter that he talks about his friendship with Emma Watson.
Oh, I know. You love the Dramini.
I want them to be together.
I know.
I think they belong together. But anyway, My Love is Romance. Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood.
Not surprised.
I love me a good Allie Hazelwood romance, talking about science. This one was so cute and so good. It featured, it had a little snippet where it featured characters from her first published book, Olive and Adam. They came in as characters for a little chapter. But I loved this one. This is about people involved in physics. So a theoretical physicist and experimental physicists, which they are rivals in the physics world, like the theoretical and experimental. And our characters are just very, like, I don't know. I really related to this main character. She is very good at, like, her name is Elsie, but she, like, talks about being very different versions of Elsie, being the Elsie that other people want to see. And so she often, like, morphs herself to be who the other person wants her to be without actually being true to herself. And when I am in a bad place, I can definitely do that as well. But she meets this guy, Jack, and he sees through that, and he wants to see the real Elsie, who she actually is, and he wants her to be honest to herself. And so those, like, that was, like, the cutest, like, romance ever. It was adorable just to see him wanting to bring out the true self in her. And honestly, like, reminded me a little bit of my relationship with my husband, but he is more of the one that tries to put on a persona for other people. Less in, like, verbally, but more just, like, in his actions. And I like to be the one that, like, tells him, like, no, like, I want to know what you want, what your opinion is. And, like, there was this one scene where they were, like, talking about somewhere to go eat for, like, their first date or whatever. And she was thinking in her head about, like, where he would want to go and what would sound best to him, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I can tell you're thinking about it. Where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, I know you know. Just tell me. She's like, I don't know. He's like, just tell me. And then she goes, cheese.
Oh, my.
And he's like, I know the place. And it's like, it was so adorable, so cute. And as well as very sciencey and adorable. So, big fan. I loved it. I read it, like, half of it at the pool, just enjoying my summer tan. And I loved it. I like Allie Hazelwood books. I would recommend them. I like this one a lot.
Question for you. Mm-hmm. Are you liking Allie Hazelwood more or Emily Henry?
That's a really good question, actually. I actually have to think about it. I like the fact that Allie Hazelwood books contain science as well, and they're really witty. They're very witty.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the fact that Emily Henry books... I don't know. I like the fact that Emily Henry books can be real and very raw.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good question. I actually don't even know.
Think about it. Well, I think
maybe
mine.
This year I liked Allie Hazelwood's book better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You tell me your like.
Well, I haven't even read any of... I haven't read the new Emily Henry or the new Allie Hazelwood stuff.
You haven't even read... You've only read one Allie Hazelwood.
I know.
Okay. Tell me your like, sister of mine.
So, for me, my like is going to be The Half Moon by Mary Beth Keane.
Okay.
And I talked about this a little bit ago, but essentially this story is about this couple who is going through a hard time. Spoiler alert, they've had some, like, infertility issues. Mm-hmm. And so... But the way she writes it is very non-linear, and it's like you just are kind of seeing both of them process things at different times, but, like, in the way, while they're processing, another like memory comes up into mind. So then you kind of jump into that memory for a minute while you, mm-hmm. while you're reading along with them. And like, it's very like, what's it called when it's like very just thought forward? Like we're just kind of reading people's thoughts a lot of times. I don't remember what that is.
I can't remember either.
But anyway, so that's very much about this story and their own struggles that they're going through. But then also, like, besides the infertility stuff, like, the husband owns a bar. And it was, like, his lifelong dream to own this bar because he worked at it for a long time. And then the owner always kind of hinted that he might give it to him. And then when he did, it didn't seem like it was the super, like, squeaky clean deal transaction that it should have been for, legal reasons or anything like that. And the wife is actually a lawyer. And so they kind of get into it a little bit of like, hey, did you make sure he did this? Did you make sure blah, blah, blah. And so not only are they having tension because of them having like this infertility issues and not being able to like get pregnant and spending all this money on treatments and stuff like that, but also like the business is like his business isn't doing well, but he loves the business, and so there's always that point of contention there for them. So it's like just so many different elements that are going on, and it's just about this couple that's just like processing all of that. And like you know, the question is like, are they going to let these things drift them apart, or are they going to find a way to be able to reconcile or be able to like move forward together? So it's really, really good.
What'd you end up rating it?
4-star.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
Okay. So my like is The Soulmate by Sally Hepworth.
I knew.
Okay, then.
You seem to very much enjoy it. Like, you were praising it.
I did. Like. I did really like it. So, I actually gave it 5 stars. But it is sitting in my like because I liked Allie Hazelwood a little bit more. And my... How I felt about the book in general was... I understood where you were coming from. Where it was, like, interesting premise. And then it focused on kind of, like, one person. But I felt like... The mystery of what happened to the girl on the cliff was intriguing enough. The explanation was not as obvious as I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it ended up creating, a lot of intrigue that kept me very focused. And then, I just really ended up enjoying it a ton. And I really liked the way that things wrapped up in the end. Yeah, it was good. Maybe looking back, I wouldn't give it a 5-star now. I think I just really liked how things all worked out together. And I was like, this is decent.
Well, but the good thing about like rating it right after you have read it is that it's like your
fresh
gut
in my
instinct.
Mind, yeah.
Because there are books, like I literally was thinking about this earlier, and you need, please read this next, or at least within the next little bit. Because honestly, like I am so tired of my own brain being the only one that goes to this world.
Gosh.
And do you know exactly what I'm going to say already?
No,
what book I'm talking
I don't
about?
Know. Which one?
Oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on it. The book I was telling you, that book that I'm always like, I only gave it 3-star, but it was like one of my favorite books I've ever, like.
I almost brought it with me.
Oh, you need to read it.
Yeah.
It's so good. Oh, crap. I'm going to look up what it's called. But like, there are books like that where like, in the moment, that's what I rated it. But
looking back,
it's like, wow, that kind of like haunted me. So like, if I would go back and change, and we have talked about like, should we go back and change ratings? And I think you have at least once or twice for sure. But that's not something that people tend to, or like I've tended to do in the past. Because in the moment, that's what I was feeling. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like when you are comparing it, that once you've read more books or have a little bit more of like time with it, you can see, oh, was that actually good? Or compared to this other one I just read, this was more of like, it's like on GMM, Good Mythical Morning, where Rhett and Link will be like, we really liked this one. This was a 7. And then they get to another one and they're like, oh man, I wish I wouldn't have given that one a 7 because this one's definitely more like a real 7 or an 8. And so like, everything kind of goes off of like what you've previously ranked it, but like in the moment, that's what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that like the ending, like you said, is definitely a cliffhanger. Because if you don't know, it's about this couple who live at this area called the Cliffs, and they're
people go to end their life at the cliffs.
But the husband has become like a local hero who, when he sees someone out there, goes out there to try to talk them off of the edge and has been very successful.
until one day he is not successful and a woman goes off the cliff.
And that's where the story
gets up. But things are suspicious about who the woman is and
his relationship to her.
And it all gets a little bit muddled. But I actually really enjoyed it. And there was like a bit of a heartwarming ending to it as well. Everything kind of came very full circle. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. So that is my like for the month of July.
Amazing. I hate to do this. Or as we say in my family, I very much dislike to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to put Grady Hendrix as my dislike.
Yikes.
I put it for a dislike because I only read 3.5. But I did not like, and this is kind of a spoiler, there is an element to this story that creeps me out. And I freaking feel like, I feel like I have seen more about this stuff lately on my stupid social media than ever before. And I will just tell you, there is like
puppets
that are in this story. And if anyone has like looked at my Instagram and you saw like the theme song that I chose for my Grady Hendrix review, it gives a little hint, but there is like a puppet element. And you know, puppets can be super fun and cute, and like my kiddos love going to Barnes & Noble because our Barnes & Noble has like a little stage, and there's like all these little hand puppets that are like animals or dragons, whatever. And those are so like, fun. Bleh. I know, but like in this story, like that's like a pretty big element, but like to the point where there's even an element of like a puppet revolution or something like that. I can't remember, but like essentially using the craft of puppetry to like tell a narrative, I guess, like taking it to an extreme. And it just made me think of some of those like classic horror movies that I don't need to say, but I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. And it just can scare me. It freaks me out. And what have I been seeing on my social media? There's this like one girl that I've seen multiple times where she does these puppets, but she'll do like Khaleesi, and then the puppet is like a dragon around her neck, and then stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's really interesting, but also it's a puppet. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, they're everywhere now. And so like that's probably my biggest reason for having to, I even think I rated it like a 3.5 star because it had so much to do with this puppet. And it wasn't even like, this book was so freaking creepy. Like, it was so creepy. Like, I could not read it at nighttime. Like, the only time I could read it was at night for a few nights, and I couldn't even pick it up because I was afraid to read it. Like, that is very good storytelling and very good writing. But if it was any other element besides a puppet, like, it would have been easier for me. So I think that's why it has to be in the dislike category. But it was really creepy. And, like, there's, like, a full circle moment where, like, you think everything has been resolved and then it's not. And like, my jaw literally dropped. And Maddie, when she got to that point in the book, like texted me of like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe it. So it's super well done, obviously, but like just a heads up, I had no clue there were puppets and there are puppets. So I don't know if that will deter you, but it would have probably made me more skeptical to read it, even though I love Grady. I would have still read it, but at least I would have been more aware. Yeah.
All right, so my dislike for the month of July is My Murder by Katie Williams.
That's so sad.
Yeah, no, but it really wasn't a dislike. It really wasn't. I rated it 4 stars.
Oh, okay.
I didn't rate anything lower than 4 stars.
Okay.
The only reason I put it as a dislike is because I didn't want to do that to Grady.
Sorry.
And then also just it was a little bit more, it was very intriguing. It's about this woman who is murdered by a serial killer, and then she is brought back. She like lives in a world where they can like bring people back to life, and then she is like part of this support group of people who were all murdered by this guy that were brought back. And then there's like some sort of thing that like kind of occurs that causes her to re-look at her case and re-look at her murder. And it ends up getting like very meta, but in a really, really good way. But the reason I labeled it a dislike, like the only reason it has to be a dislike is because it's a 4 star. And the one things that I didn't like about it is it went more meta than I thought I was expecting it to be. I thought it was going to be a little bit more.
Is it like a Blake Crouch?
Yeah, it's like a Blake Crouch. So I thought it was going to, you would like it. I thought it was going to be, I don't think I have it with me though.
Sorry. No, you gave it to me.
Oh, I did? Alrighty. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. You should read it. But I, it just went a little bit more meta than I was expecting it to go, but it wasn't bad. It was, it actually was done very good in it, and it went a way that I would never have been able to predict. So it was very good. It just didn't like hit the absolute, like it was different than I expected, but it wasn't a bad different, but that's why I labeled it a dislike, is because it was a little bit different than I thought it was going to go, which is not a bad thing.
It just did take me by surprise. Okay.
All right. So that is our love likes and dislikes.
So should we really quick say the titles of the new book of the month? Because with the start of a new month, we have new books.
Mm-hmm.
We have 6 hardcover selections, not including any add-ons. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, they've been killing it with add-ons.
They have been.
I just wish I could just send the book without the August books and just be like, I just want like 5 add-ons, please. But I have, I think, figured out which I want to be my actual book for August. But we'll just tell you what these titles are really quick, and I will maybe read the little snippets that Book of the Month puts
perfect
under the book title and the cover, so we can see what they look like. So the first one is called Family Lore by Elizabeth Acevedo. And it says, like any great family reunion, this magical tale brims with buried secrets, quirky relatives, and above all, love. So it's a magical realism. We have The Many Lives of Mama Love by Laura Love Harden. And this says, each day is a new chance for self-discovery and redemption in this uplifting story about beginning again and again.
It's a memoir.
Happiness Falls by Angie Kim. This profound examination of the meaning of happiness will have you reflecting on your own life and family history as a literary fiction. Shark Heart, A Love Story by Emily Habeck says, buoyed by emotions and ideas that could fill an ocean, a story of a newlywed couple faces an unusual diagnosis, which is literary fiction. We have the none other than Lisa Jewell with None of This is True, a thriller. PSA, reading Lisa Jewell will cause full body goosebumps, loud shrieks of surprise, and an inability to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Vampires of El Norte by Isabel Cañas. This is a horror. And it says, amidst the upheaval of the Mexican-American War, a forbidden romance blooms, but can it survive all the bloodletting?
So what are you going to choose?
So I am kind of leaning towards the memoir, The Many Lives of Mama Love.
Mm-hmm.
I am so intrigued because literally my favorite thing about
it sounds
Book
so
of the Month is you get a snippet of like the first chapter. So you get to read the style mm-hmm. of the book, and you get to read what, like, can I stay captivated for the first few paragraphs? Like, am I enthralled by this? So literally the first sentence of the first chapter of this book says, reading was my first addiction. And I was like, I feel you. And I, like, the story itself sounds so intriguing. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. And I, like, does not even seem like it's a real life person, but it is.
I know.
So that is amazing to me. I'm very intrigued by it. I don't want to go into too many details, but essentially, soccer mom turned like heroin addict
turned prisoner.
Felon turned like ghostwriter.
Yep.
It's
that
crazy.
Is many lives.
So I am super, super intrigued by it. And also some of the add-ons are amazing. The one that I have my eye on that I've had on for quite a few months now, The Secret Book of Flora Lee by Patty Callahan Henry. I think I'm finally going to get it because it's literally been staring at me for a while now. So that is definitely on my to be read, but also now I think we're going to add it to my box.
I am going with 2 thrillers. My main choice is going to be None of This is True by Lisa Jewell. And then I'm going to get Just Another Missing Person by Jillian McAllister from the add-ons,
yes.
Which just sounds so intriguing about this girl who goes missing and the detective that is under her case, but she soon realizes something about the case, and she realizes that she does not want her to be found, and she needs to frame someone else for the missing girl. So
that sounds interesting.
I think that sounds really good. That's what I'm gonna ship. Are you gonna ship it right now?
Oh gosh, can I ship? Let me see. Check out.
Ship my.
Should I ship it before I do anything else?
It's up to you. Your choice. I'm gonna ship mine because I already know what I want. But you can keep looking.
I'll ship. 1, 2, 3.
Ship. All right. So what are you reading right now?
I am currently reading Riley Sager's The Only One Left. What are you reading right now?
I'm reading Riley Sager's The Only One Left. I guess that means that listeners can expect a book review coming soon.
Keep your ears open for next week, ladies and gents.
Yeah, whoever you are. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis. We will be at your ears next week, and keep looking at those Instagrams for updates for my book and for all the reading things. Thanks so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.